Chapter 5. Marie's Illness. Marie opened her eyes. She was in her bed. Her mother was next to her, holding a damp cloth to her forehead.
"Where's the nutcracker?"
asked Marie.
"Your toys are in the glass case, but you may not play with them now,"
Mother replied.
"You have a fever. You need rest."
"Yes,"
said Marie, remembering.
"I was bitten by a mouse on my arm."
"A mouse?" cried Mother in surprise. She checked Marie's arm. "There is no bite on your arm, and there are no mice in this house."
That evening, Uncle and Fritz came to visit Marie.
"It was terrible," Marie said to Uncle. "The Mouse King came with his mouse army, and you were in the clock."
"If the Mouse King was here," said Uncle seriously, "he must want revenge on the Nutcracker."
"The Nutcracker needs a good sword," said Fritz. "I'm sure I have an extra one for him."
"What's all this excitement?" asked Mother as she entered the room. "Marie needs to get some sleep. Everybody out!"
Marie couldn't sleep well. Her dreams were filled with the Nutcracker and the Mouse King. Suddenly, she sat up in bed.
"Did you lose your slipper?"
came the Mouse King's voice. He was standing at the end of her bed. In his paw, he held Marie's tiny slipper.
"I had to throw that slipper at you. You would have hurt the Nutcracker," said Marie.
"I'll still hurt the Nutcracker," said the Mouse King. "I'll chew him up right now."
The Mouse King disappeared. Marie jumped out of her bed and ran downstairs.